Beginning this Friday, all Heber City students will be challenged to unplug from computers and video games and engage themselves in outside activities. It's part of a program called the Heber Valley Unplugged Challenge. Heber City Councilmember Eric Rowland says the program is designed to raise awareness about how technology permeates our lives, sometimes in a way that's not so positive.
There seems to be a growing trend of just awareness of electronics, media, violence, video games, realizing that they've completely saturated our lives, especially for the youth, forgetting how to play outside again and re-engage with the outside world. And so this was largely inspired by the events that happened back east with the Sandy Hook shootings and looking at what we could do as a city to encourage that dialogue to move away from gun control, gun violence to, well, what can we do in the home? What can we do to encourage kids to be more active and be more aware of what violence, the effects of violence in their life?
Rachel Kaler of Heber Valley Tourism and Economic Development says they've come up with a list of 101 things to do that don't involve technology. She invites kids from Summit County to join as well.
We've got hiking, biking, go fishing on the Provo, just great things that you can do in the valley. And then we have sponsors. Businesses around the valley have sponsored these activities. So you go into you do the activity, then you go into the sponsor with either a picture or a story or a drawing, and then the businesses will give you a little brag tag. So each kid will receive a lanyard. They come in, families can do it together, friends. We've got from 0 to 18. We really want to encourage the kids to get out and get active this summer.
Roland says the whole community is getting involved.
Rather than watching TV and playing video games all day long, why not do this? And so the 101 activities represents that initiative. And like Rachel said, every one of these is sponsored by a business. So this allowed them to promote their business, also adopt the program. Kids go to the business with their families to receive their tag once they've completed their activity. And then each week, we're going to have a drawing for $100 for those kids who've taken the time to earn their tags. The more tags they earn, the better their chances will be to earn the $100.
Kaler says the kids can come into the Visitor's Center on Main Street in Heber to get started. She previews how the program works.
So let's say they receive 40 points. That's 8 times that their name is entered into the drawing for $100. And then at the end of the summer, we put all the names in together for $500. So it really, you know, as we've been out talking to the public, the moms and dads are so excited because this is the bucket list for the summer. These are all the things that they're going to do with their family. But the kids really are motivated by the money.
They say that some of the activities are things like going camping or riding their bikes. Simple activities that encourage kids to do things that they should be doing anyway, but often aren't.
Recognize how often your child is online or watching TV or completely plugged in, because what happens is they are cutting themselves off from society by doing that. So we want to encourage interaction, play. You know, some of these fun activities, help a senior citizen or participate in 4-H, go camping, fly a kite, walk your dog.
That's Rachel Kaler and Eric Rowland of the Heber Valley Unplugged Challenge. Visit their website for more information, heberunplugged.com. The kickoff is this Friday, beginning at the Heber Visitor Center. All Summit and Wasatch kids are invited to participate. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.